Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Mark James is in the house with us as well. Big topic that we started out the day with was Tom Brady. Now, we got additional information as the day went on because Tom Brady, when he was on with Oprah over the weekend, she asked him about retirement, and he sort of sounded, you know, it made us feel like a season, maybe two, is what he had left in the tank. ESPN ran the quote on Instagram. He responded to the quote with 40 y cinco and the little monkey emojis there.
Yeah.
Leading us all to think that, you know, he had been saying 45. He told Peter King 45 back on the podcast after the Super Bowl win, and apparently he still believes it. One of the things that Oprah did talk to Brady about is leadership, and obviously a captain of this team, a leader of this team, and she wanted to know what Tom Brady's leadership skills were like.
How would you describe your style of leadership?
I try to be very positive, and I think once I develop the trust, mm-hmm. I feel like I can be tough on him.
Really?
But I can't be tough on him before I develop the relationship and the trust.
So are you a shouter or a screamer?
I can be, yeah.
You can be?
But it's only with people that I, you know, care about. Obviously, mm-hmm. you know, I think a lot of people is like, well, if I didn't yell at you, it's because I didn't care about you.
Uh-huh.
But I think you have to have different forms of motivation. I've been around a lot of guys. Some guys don't like to be yelled at. Some guys like to be tormented in a way, you
uh-huh.
know, and I think you just got to find the right mix. But I love that aspect of my position. You know, they have to listen to me. I'm the quarterback. I'm in the, mm-hmm. you know, I'm the one calling the plays. So naturally they're all looking at you. And I think the greatest thing for you is to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you don't believe in yourself, who's going to believe in you? They can look in your eyes too.
Do you think it'd be easier to establish trust if you're at the OTAs?
Yeah.
Do you think that helps a little bit?
Yes, yes.
Again, not that he's going to be bad, not that it's going to be the end of the world, mm-hmm. not that the guys aren't going to, you know, look at him and still see that that's Tom Brady, but the leader of the team, you know, deciding that, well, if it's optional, it's not for me.
He has been the epitome of a leader since he took over for Drew Bledsoe.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be curious to see if he and Gronk are captains this year.
Brady, yeah. I would be shocked if he is not.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
almost every quarterback, almost by default, yeah. let alone the greatest quarterback of all time and a guy who's been in the league for 19 years.
Here in New
years.
England, they don't wear the little C's on their
no.
jerseys
yeah, but he'll
the
be,
way
yeah,
you do in other
like
places.
They announce the captains, and you know, I think Brady will be one. Gronk will not.
No,
Gronk will not be a captain this year.
No, Brady has been the quintessential leader, which begs the question, why has he done everything that he's done since Super Bowl 52 ended, because it's just so anti-Tom Brady, uncharacteristic.
Even that question sounded like it was red. Like she
oh, I'm telling you, anything that has to do with football.
How would you describe your style of leadership?
Yeah, there's no way she came up with any
Jim
of the
Gray
football.
Jim Gray wrote out the yeah. 3x5. Right. And
I'm almost positive he did.
Did you see that uncomfortable cutaway with Jim Gray and Giselle? Giselle in the background?
Was it Gray was like wearing the headset.
Well,
yeah, he's like locked in on it.
Yeah, I think he produced it.
And going back to our notion that obviously when we're talking about football stuff as opposed to squishy, softy, feely stuff, let's be honest, Oprah's, you know, knowledge base is a little lacking, shall we say.
I don't think she
instance,
knows. Yeah.
What do you mean, Belichick?
No, that too. No, this question where she wanted to know about his training.
Is it true that you have a separate training place where you don't train with the rest of the team?
No, I wouldn't say that. Probably do some of my own techniques differently than mm-hmm. the rest of the team. I mean, mm-hmm. the team is, I would say, like most teams are very systematic in their approach. And what I learned, I guess, is different than some of the things that are systematic, but that work for me. So, it's nothing that I don't talk about with my coach and owner, and is mm-hmm. what I want to do, is what I need to be the best mm-hmm. player I can be. And, you know, hopefully you can support that.
So it sort of sounded like Oprah thought that Tom spends, whenever the team's practicing, Tom's up
He's
on the hill
else.
At TV
yeah.
12
with yeah.
Alex Guerrero. It doesn't quite work that way in football.
No. No. I mean, he does have his own separate trainer, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's not like he obviously has to be with the team at some point.
Yeah.
Or they would be
yeah.
terrible.
Yeah.
He's
right,
just
we
never
need to
there.
Get, we need to get the opinions of the great sports minds of our times.
Yeah. Who do you have in
I
mind?
I think. Well, one guy wanted to weigh in on Brady and what he was trying to get out of this. So we all want to know what Max Kellerman thinks. Oh,
they invested a certain amount in developing Brissett, even more in developing Garoppolo. They're both gone. The cabin is bare. And now Tom Brady, that he has his team, can say, I don't know how much longer I'm going to do this. Maybe just long enough to demonstrate it was really Brady who led to the Patriots' success all along, because when he's gone, Belichick won't have the resources there to continue to be successful as a result of Brady's behavior. Now, guys, I don't believe that's what happened, but boy, that sure does. You know, the evidence sure does fit that theory.
What? So why did you say
that? Oh, that right there, I don't believe in, but that's just out there. Yeah, you just put it out there. Nobody else has said that.
It's my job to tell the truth.
Oh, thanks. Yeah,
you're right, Max. Yeah. You're right, Max. You're right, Max.
He really is set up to be like the jobber on that show. Yeah, he's like the Washington Generals. He's like the Brooklyn Brawler, Steve Lombardi, you know, the Mulkey brother. I mean, he's one of those guys.
First of all, the Jacoby Brissett part of the argument weakens the argument. Jacoby Brissett's not very good. They were going to cut him.
Yeah.
He was going to be gone. They were going to say, hey, it was a swing and a miss. It was a Kevin O'Connell swing and a miss. So what they did was they traded for Philip Dorsett, who was also going to be cut by the Colts. So it was a swap. So both teams looked like they didn't, you know, draft a bust. Dorsett even worse because he was a first-round pick. So they make that swap. So that doesn't help your argument. He's like, oh, they spent a lot of time with Brissett. Well, he played because he had to. One quarterback was suspended. One quarterback was hurt. So that's why we saw Brissett. And then Garoppolo, again, we've talked about it until we're blue in the face, but it's more of a contract thing and everything else going on there. So this theory, which he doesn't even believe in, he decides to throw out there on TV.
The only voice that I'd really like to hear, even more than Max Kellerman, opine about Tom Brady.
Don LaGreca?
No, even better.
Colin Coward?
Shannon Sharp.
Oh, no. Sorry. There's not a throw that Tom Brady can make that Aaron Rodgers cannot make. But there are plenty of throws that Aaron Rodgers can make that Tom Brady can only make in his dream.
What does that mean?
I'm about to skip.
Five to one. What does that mean? Like five rings to one.
That Tom Brady can only make in his dream.
All right, so the Patriots.
I think his point here, and it's a little sometimes hard to tell with Shannon.
I'm not sure.
Is apparently Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Tom Brady.
Oh, so they should trade Brady for Rodgers then.
It doesn't mean anything. It's just something.
So, okay, at that point, is Brady, at least in Shannon's eyes, is he the second best quarterback?
Yeah.
And if so, isn't that pretty good?
Let me ask you this.
Isn't that pretty good?
What was the worst take I got to get from both of you guys? Was it Max Kellerman saying Brady's going to fall off the cliff a couple years ago? Or was it Trent Dilfer during the 2014 season said, hey, guys.
Friend of the show, Trent Dilfer, you're talking
about. Okay, the Patriots just aren't very good anymore.
Yeah. That was motivating, though. They ended up winning the Super Bowl that year.
I know.
So that may have helped them.
I know. I think they're both equally bad.
Trent's was worse.
Max's is actually true.
Yeah, Max's is
just... You just don't know when.
Max tried to be the only one saying like an obvious statement. Like, oh, the 40-year-old quarterback's not going to play much longer.
He said 2 years ago he ended up winning a Super Bowl and an MVP afterwards.
He was wrong. But Trent's was probably more off.
There's not a throw that Tom Brady can make.
I would add this
that
to the
Aaron Rodgers cannot make.
But
there are plenty of throws that Aaron Rodgers can make that Tom Brady can only make in his dream.
Is that even true? I mean, I know Aaron Rodgers is more mobile, but if you're just talking about throws, so maybe some of the throws on the run, I think Brady can make every throw Rodgers can make.
Rodgers is obviously more mobile, run better. Nobody would even argue that.
But like, how many 60-yard bombs are you throwing in the game?
Right, because you flew the flea flicker, or not the flea flicker, but the Hail Mary against Detroit, and you beat them 2 years ago, and then you got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs.
And Brady's more durable than Rodgers.
He is more durable, yeah. Aaron Rodgers, dude, 2009 was a long time ago.
It is.
When he won, assume the 2010 season, excuse me.
But my whole
long
point
time
is,
ago.
But it just seems like a stupid argument even to be having. If you're talking about Brady and how long he's going to play and everything else, and then you get into Rodgers is better, fine. There are 32 starting quarterbacks. Is there more than one better than Brady?
Well, physical talent and ability, who is more talented, Dale? Dan Marino or Joe Montana? Marino! Not even close. Marino threw the greatest, like, long ball, spiral. He was, but
see, I honestly don't care about how pretty the pass
is. But I'm saying
but
Montana
that seems
was
to be what Shannon Sharp is talking
but
about.
But Montana was better.
Yeah,
yeah. Shannon Sharp.
He hates the Patriots, Brady, the whole thing, and you can tell.
There's not a throw that Tom Brady can make that Aaron Rodgers cannot make.
I don't know.
Do you know if that's
triple negative right there?
Yeah,
it might be.
So maybe he's actually right. If you cancel everything out, what he's saying might actually be
right. Do you ever wonder about certain people who make a living talking in front of a live microphone, and you wonder how is that? For me, at the top of that list,
I'm
is Shannon
staring
Sharp.
Right at you.
Thank you.
Both of us.
Yes. Shannon Sharp for me is at the top
Shannon
of that
Sharp
list.
Shannon Sharp is
very
peculiar.
I was for sure we were going to get a Christine Leahy mention.
No,
no,
no.
Not in there.
No, I don't see her anymore on Colin Cowherd. I love it. So her show's never been better.
Yeah, Shannon Sharp is really bad because at least Ray Lewis, I find entertainment
absolutely.
In it. I'm not really entertained by Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, the next thing that Shannon Sharp says it's compelling yeah. will be the first.
Correct.
There's not a throw that Tom Brady
yeah,
can make
Shannon, thank you.
That Aaron Rodgers cannot make.
All right, so let's turn our attention to the Celtics. You've got the NBA draft coming up. You've got free
yes,
agency
it's a
coming
great night
up.
In sports.
We are not going to talk about that guy who played for the Cleveland Cavaliers this year. We're not going to talk about him. But Bobby Marks does want to talk about Kawhi Leonard coming to the Celtics.
And in 2019, they could have four picks. They've got their own. That Sacramento pick right here potentially could be in that 2-5 range if the Kings miss the playoffs once again. They also have a Grizzly pick that could be in a 9-30 range, and also their own. And those are your assets. Boston still has a treasure chest of assets. And if you include a player like Jaylen Brown, that's something that I think if you're Archie Buford in San Antonio, that makes it appealing. The hard part is how do you put together a deal? Leonard is owed $20 million. You've got to get to about $17 million. And the likelihood you'd have to put in Terry Rozier, Marcus Morris, along with Brown, and maybe some fillers. And if I'm Danny Ainge, I'm not including Jason Tatum. That is that's non-negotiable for me. Tatum is basically untouchable right now.
Did he tell us anything we don't already know? I mean, I don't even know who's like Bobby Marks. He's with ESPN. He's the newest guy they're trying to.
Yeah, he's one of like the front office guys.
Okay,
insider thief.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, sure. I mean, he's right. up there with Woj. Yeah, Woj is more of the insider.
Right. I was going to say, Woj is the gospel.
Woj is the
Schefter of NBA.
You know what was crazy?
Woj has to have a day off sometime.
I was watching their like draft prep show yesterday. And so Bobby Marks, that may have even been where it was from. Bobby Marks was on there and Woj was on there. And they were talking about the Celtics. And they were talking about, you know, Kawhi Leonard, obviously. But even Woj. And so maybe I need to apologize to callers that we have just immediately hung
wow.
up on when they talked about
Look
Anthony Davis.
Being the bigger
I'm
man.
I'm going to apologize, Dale, because Adrian Wojnarowski even said, if down the road Anthony Davis becomes available, he's not suggesting it now.
No.
But he's saying maybe even next year or later on, he said he brought up the name Anthony Davis. And he said the Celtics will be there waiting for him. And the Celtics okay. will have the assets if okay. it becomes available. And I said, all right, if Woj is going to even mention his name,
okay.
then fine.
A little more,
I apologize to all the callers.
Validity there.
Yeah.
Who everybody says. And again, if you call you know this week or next week, I don't think it's realistic now. And I don't think Woj is saying that either. But say the Pelicans, who just made the playoffs and won a round, let's say they get off to a terrible start or whatever. Like things happen in the NBA yeah. and they happen pretty quickly. So at the trade deadline or next offseason, if they're looking to sell high on Anthony Davis, then the Celtics would still, because of all the young players and picks that they have, they'd be just as likely a landing spot as any.
And news from the NHL has to do with a coaching change. Barry Trotz wins the Stanley Cup championship as head coach of the Washington Capitals and then says, see ya. Greg Wyshynski, ESPN, talked about Trotz's departure from Washington.
Well, we all knew that Barry Trotz didn't have a contract for next season. What we didn't know is that his current contract had a clause that if the Capitals won the Stanley Cup, there was a 2-year extension that kicked in. Problem being is he signed that contract back in 2014. That's before Mike Babcock made a bunch of money with the Leafs, before Joel Quenneville made a bunch of money with the Blackhawks. It only paid him $300,000 more than his current salary. So Trotz sat down with GM Brian McClellan to get a new deal. He wanted about 5 years, said McClellan just before, and the Capitals didn't want to meet that price. So Barry Trotz resigns after bringing a cup to Washington.
What's next for him, maybe in terms of the landscape of other teams out there?
Well, there is one team that needs a coach, and it's the New York Islanders, who no doubt would like to change the conversation in the trajectory of their team by signing a recent Stanley Cup winning coach. Obviously, Trotz knows what his price tag is. If the Islanders seek to meet it, maybe that's an option.
So the Islanders,
Will Lamoriello paid $5 million a year for Barry Trotz.
I don't know. It is so bizarre. You know, you win the cup there.
44 years they've been You know, in the NHL with nothing to show for it.
And you
it's such a bad look.
You have the parade a couple days later, like, I'm done. I'm done here. I don't want to be here.
I can bet you Caps fans got to be losing their bleep right now because it's just such a bad look, man. It just looks really bad upon ownership. And, man, just give the guy what he wants. And like you said, Dale, he's going to be one of the top four highest, or the fourth highest paid coach if he got what he wanted. So it's not like he's saying, hey, make me number
one. Highest paid guy.
Or he deserves it, man. He's delivered the only, you know, cup in franchise history.
Blake Bortles, give me those five throws that you gave me yesterday in Pittsburgh. Just give me that and don't turn it over. That's all. I don't need you to be 30 or 42, 385, 410. I don't need that. Just give me what you gave me yesterday in Pittsburgh. And we go into Minnesota. As a matter of fact, Jacksonville, pack your bag. I don't even want you to go back home to that warm weather. It's going to be cold in New England. I want you to go straight from New England, straight to Minnesota. That's what I'm telling my team. Yeah, that's what I'm telling. If I'm Doug Marone, I'm standing over there for him. Say, we packing for 3 weeks. We packing for 3 weeks, fellas. We going to get this. We going to go hunting. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Now, I love Malik Jackson well. He got that dog in. Now, they got them two boy dogs outside on the corner.
Yeah,
Jalen Ramsey, he's an alpha, for real dog.
Oh, wow. For real
dog. You put it that way. Skip Bayless is a very active listener. He's an alpha, for real dog.
Oh, okay. So that's
a different level.
Yeah, that's a different level, Keith.
Yeah.
He's an alpha, for real dog.
There are people I'm just incredulous and mystified who make a living in front of a live microphone. The top of that list is Shannon Sharpe. Right, Skip?
Yeah.
Right, Skip?
So next Monday, ESPN is releasing the body issue.
Yeah, you're excited, Dale.
I have the complete list of the athletes who will be in the body issue.
Here we go.
Get excited.
And I don't understand some of them.
Why?
I'm just
they're the ones willing to do it.
All right, maybe that's the part I do understand. Some of these people, I'm going to be very frank with you, I don't know them.
Oh, come on.
USSSA Pride infielder, I don't know Chamberlain. I don't know her.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What is that? What sport is that? What are we doing?
I think it's softball.
Okay.
But I'm not
positive. Softball player? All right.
But I'm not positive.
All right, good.
They've released a couple of early photos, and I can tell you Saquon Barkley has a 12-pack.
Saquon Barkley is ripped.
He is also a beast.
He threw out the first pitch the other day at a game, and he was wearing shorts. He had the strongest legs you've like ever seen in your
life. He's going to win Rookie of the Year.
He is a monster. So
I understand that one.
I can't wait to see those pictures.
So Karl Anthony Towns made the cut.
That'll be good. Nice, tall fellow.
Somebody I think the Celtics should continue to explore.
Sure. But
Yasiel Puig made the cut.
Oh, Yasiel Puig.
Oh, wow. Was this 2014 or this year?
This is now.
Dallas Keuchel.
What?
With the beard, I guess.
All right, nice beard.
Dallas Keuchel will be part of it.
I think he's a hairy man?
I'm going to
guess. We're going to find out. I tell you that much, Dale. We are going to find out.
Rich Keefe, do you think he's a hairy man?
I'm curious. What do you think about Dallas Keuchel being in the body
that's issue? That's a question I would probably not answer.
Hair everywhere. I just see it.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic of the LA Galaxy.
Yeah, okay.
Now, here's a couple that I don't understand, okay? Well, I do understand Charlotte Flair. WWE superstar made the cut.
That's a good get for the
AKA
WWE.
Ashley, her real name.
Oh, excuse me.
Ashley Flair.
I didn't know. Okay. Yep.
Could you just try a little harder to just.
Please. I'm not going to try.
I'm just saying. That's her real name.
Okay. Not to be a pig, but I feel like there are other women's wrestlers I would have preferred to see. That's my taste.
So Jerry Rice made the cut.
Excuse me?
Just say it.
Jerry Rice,
Pro Football Hall of Fame wide receiver.
What are we doing with that?
This will only work if they've got Stick'Em on his hands.
Yes, he will. Or the taste mask from Popeyes.
Or that.
If he's wearing that.
But he made the cut.
What if he's just eating wings? Would they do that?
Greg Norman.
What?
What are we doing looking at Greg Norman naked?
The shark?
Greg Norman is
Greg Norman
in the buff.
Dude, what's he like, 75?
He's got to be the shark.
Like
I don't want to see that.
Oh,
Greg Norman.
Come on, man.
Lame.
63 years old.
63. All right, whatever.
All right, Greg.
But still, like,
you think he's in good shape still?
I probably is, but I still don't want to see it.
No, I don't need that either.
There are others on here. Like I said, I don't know all of them.
Crystal Dunn, never heard of her.
No.
Well, at least she's on the United States women's national team. So,
How about former UConn player Sue Bird?
There we go. That's a good one.
Megan Rapinoe from the U.S. women's national team.
All right.
But I guess what we really have to
look forward to. Adam Rippon. Figure skater Adam Rippon will be in there. That'd be a good one.
Are you going to ask if he's a hairy man?
I know that he's not, Dale. I know that he's not.
Well, you know the guy who just ran a 4.4 in the 40, and he's 44 years old, is T.O. Now, that guy should probably, that guy is still in
good
shape.
I love T.O., but a 4.4 40, BS.
Do you believe it was actually 40 yards?
I don't.
By the way, it was on a track, not on a football field. I don't
think
it's,
that's true, too.
Was it hand time?
It was. Two guys.
Yeah, that's different. That's a lot
different. Well, one of the guys was Dez.
Oh, was it? Dez was out there timing him?
I guess they're
training
pals.
Together?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
By the way, he's turned into the Hanley of the NFL. No one's touching him.
Well, that's been years now.
No, I'm saying Dez Bryant.
Oh.
No one's touching him.
Like,
he can't find a team.
Yeah, that is weird.
Dez Bryant, like, can you imagine?
I think he plays, though. I think ultimately he'll get somewhere in there with somebody. Thank you, Skip. Active listener.
Wow. You know that show's
Skip,
actually...
you could maybe give it a little room here to breathe.
Let it breathe a little bit. Especially a TV show. Like, we're watching you. It's fine.
That show's actually had an uptick in the ratings.
True Skip story. And Shannon show?
Yeah. What's his name? Richard Deitch said that he's not going to rag on anymore, that it loses to My Little Pony reruns because they're
My Little Pony?
They're beating...
Yeah, but that's not why he's going to stop doing it. He said he got bored doing it.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like, okay, I got to stop ragging on him now. He just said nobody cares about their show.
Yeah,
they're
showing
that. They are beating Get Up, but then again, what isn't?
Mm. Yeah, that's not a great show.
No. Oh, that's the understatement of the year.
That's Dale's show. Mm.
Dale's whatever
morning,
it's called.
Morning routine.
And one other final note here.
Yeah.
We told you this. Thank you.
It's like a fourth host today.
We told you this story last week of the turmoil on the Ottawa Senators.
Oh, yeah, this is a good story.
So the star of the team, Erik Karlsson, and his wife lose a baby in March. A young baby is stillborn. I mean, you can only imagine the tragedy. And as it turns out, according to the Ottawa paper, whatever it is, Mike Hoffman, another star on the team, his fiance, I think girlfriend, but might be fiance Monica
fiance.
Carrick, was basically torturing these guys on social media.
So bizarre.
Suggesting that the reason the baby was stillborn was because Carlson's wife was taking prescription.
Yeah, painkillers.
It was really bad.
Yeah, it was bad. And she was, like, stalking them.
And, like hoping Carlson would get hurt.
Like, unlawfully like stalking
weird.
Them.
Yeah, it's very
so you're
weird.
Probably not going to be shocked to hear that Mike Hoffman got traded today. To the San Jose Sharks.
Second time in what, a week?
And then he was there about an hour, and then he got traded again
they were
today.
Like, they traded with the Sharks. The Sharks were like, hey, we got this guy. And then they're like,
and
wait a minute.
Hey, have you looked at this?
Hold on a second. He's like, are you still with your fiance? He's like, yes. He's like, all right, we're trading you again.
So then he got traded to the Florida Panthers.
Oh, Florida Panthers.
And evidently the GM of the Panthers said that he talked to some of his team. He didn't get any pushback on it. About acquiring this guy. Look, the Senators are probably going to trade Erik Karlsson, too. But they had to trade Mike Hoffman.
Yeah. She'll fit in very nicely in South Florida, by the way. His girlfriend or fiance, Monica, whatever. She'll fit in nicely down there.
She will not fit in
anywhere.
Team.
Yeah.
No wives.
Players' wives.
No wives room in the NHL.
Yeah. I just can't imagine that one human would derive enjoyment and actually stalk another human in terms of them losing a baby.
Of all the stuff, tweeted and posted on Instagram or whatever, all of that stuff is real, and it seems like it is. I don't really understand how Mike Hoffman stays with her. Like, I don't know what his side of the story is.
He doubled down. He already came out with a statement.
It's
he doubled down, man. Yeah.
And I should correct this. It was not Dez who was one of the timers.
Yeah, who was it?
It was Julio Jones.
Oh,
and the Atlanta Falcons are concerned about the relationship between Jones and T.O.
Because he missed mandatory minicamp.
What's to be concerned with T.O.? What's T.O. going to do?
I think what they're worried about is T.O. bending his ear saying, hey, you deserve more than this. Don't go back there and sign in with those
guys. Yeah, Julio does deserve a lot of money.
Oh, he does.
He should get a lot
of
money.
But he just got a new contract 2 years ago, so now he's saying he wants a new one.
More, yeah.
Right.
It's the NFL, though. You got to do it.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. They should sign T.O., bring him in, too.
They should. Well, they just drafted Calvin Ridley out of Alabama.
Yeah,
that's a lot
true.
Of receivers.
That
and
is.
They got Mohamed Sanu still, don't
right.
they?
Yeah, I think so.
I believe so. That's a lot. They got a lot of receivers.
Now, would the Pro Football Hall of Fame have to rescind
Yeah, I don't know how
his
that works.
Invitation, if he suddenly signed to play for a team in the NFL.
Active Hall
which
of Famer.
He actually believes he can do.
He wants to do. I think he could.
No.
Yeah, I think he could. He just ran a 4.440, Dale.
Yeah, well, you don't believe it
no,
anymore.
No, I don't think so. No chance it was a 4.440. But he was even good his last year in the league. Like, it wasn't one of these things where he just completely fell off. You know, he was on a bad team, and he was still pretty good. Now, that was a long time ago. But if you're looking, like, he's no longer going to be the number one or number two receiver. But his last year in the league, he played in 14 games with Cincinnati, had 983 yards, nine touchdowns.
Dude, T.O. could still
he's
play.
Great. This,
he could get between 50 and 60 catches. I believe he
could. I think he could. Like, if he's on a team with like another number one or two. Yeah. Now, maybe he comes as a bit of a headache. He's had issues with teammates before.
And do you think that he would consider himself to be anything other than a number one option for any quarterback in the league?
That's if he's buddies with Julio Jones or if he's buddies with a number one, maybe he would look at it saying, well, I'm 44 years old. Yeah, he's been out of the game a long time. He's been until his last year was 2010.
Yeah, I do not believe that a guy could come back 8 years later and play in the NFL. People, especially more veteran players who are out of the league for a year, have trouble making the return.
That's true.
8 years?
Yeah, I don't know why, like, 4 years ago somebody didn't take a chance on him, or 5 years ago. It's very strange.
And by the way, I have
not
no problem.
Huh?
Not worth a headache.
Yeah, I guess not.
I have no issue with him skipping his Hall of Fame. He's basically saying, this is at you for making me wait all these years to get
it. That's pathetic. No, it's pathetic. I want to hear what he says. I actually like the guy. Most people hate him. I like him.
So he bitches for years about not getting in.
Now, then
they let him in. I'm not going anywhere.
Guess what? Complain about it there. You have the stage. If you want to go there, be like, hey, it took you guys long enough.
But,
go for it. That's your stage
but
to
don't
do
you think
it.
He even makes a bigger statement by not.
Are you
going to
tell me
it?
He's got too much class?
No, that's not it. What happened was, and this is embarrassing. Yeah. Apparently, usually, you know, a team throws like a party for you, like the team that you got in there for. But he played for five different teams, and none of them want to like host him. None of them want to say like, hey, this is T.O.'s day. And so I think he probably is a little embarrassed by that. Mm-hmm. And so he says, well, I'm just not going to go at all. But that's so much worse. You can go
I
up
believe
there,
that.
I think that's what it was.
That makes the most sense to me.
He should go and just rip everybody he wants to rip. That's what you should do. He would be
Or even better, he should just go and in a classy manner accept one of the greatest honors in his sport and take his place alongside the other members of the Hall of Fame and just be a normal citizen.
I want to hear
He's not capable of doing that.
No, I don't think he can. I want to hear what he would have to say. I think it'd be wildly entertaining.
Now, if he wanted to do that, that would be great.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. So now he's going to make a statement by not showing up. I mean, it is what it is.
What's the statement?
Yeah,
I'm a big baby.
Yeah. Now you're out of sight, out of mind. Like, here's your opportunity. It's going to be televised. You're going to be up there. And so, you know, guys have made great moments before during their Hall of Fame speeches. I think it'd be great. But nope, he's just going to sit at home and pout.
Mm. And by the way, he hasn't even yet said why he's not going to attend his own Hall of Fame induction.
Right.
He hasn't said it. I think we can all draw conclusions.
But here's the problem. Whatever conclusions we draw may or may not be true. If he's got some statement to make, make it.
Right. At the induction ceremony.
Or even now saying, look, here's the reason I'm not going. I don't know.
Yeah.
They don't want me. I'm not going. Final Drive, sponsored by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help child today. Schedule your free pickup at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.com.
Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Right. Exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
And it's the Celtics.
I didn't consult with any medical professionals.
Your professionalism stinks. I question it.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
You guys are wear-wearing.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday.
Wear-wearing.
Yeah, we were wear-wearing last time. It was time for Kiefer Madness. And Dale, it's actually a bit of a Kiefer Madness revisited.
Oh.
If you remember last week.
Does this involve poop, too?
Part of it does, yes, Dale.
No.
Full disclosure,
you're
yes.
Kidding.
I'm starting to see a theme here, Rich.
There's a bit of a trend. But again, we don't find the Kiefer Madness. The Kiefer Madness finds us.
You. Yeah,
and
gotcha.
That's kind of what it is. But last week, we had the lady who had the unfortunate experience, her and her son at a sunroof, and it was, you know, raining down upon them.
Just felt like something wet hitting me. It stunk. It was gross, really. It felt dirty right away. You could smell the smell of poop. Right.
Susan Allen and her son were parked at this very intersection as they watched the liquid cover their vehicle and fall all over them.
Yeah, so that was
terrible, right?
That didn't
get grossed out enough the first time we did this.
And so they said it was planes. They said it was planes overhead.
Makes
sense. there was another theory, though.
The airport has a theory as to what might have happened to Allen's car.
Perhaps it could have been some birds.
But Allen isn't buying the bird theory.
There's no way it could be birds. There was so much poop on my car. In order for it to be that much poop, it had to have been 500 birds pooping all at the same time.
So, Dale, we have plane theory and we had bird theory. But we never really got.
I don't think either of those cover it.
You don't like either one. Good.
Because they said the plane thing, they refuted. There was no planes in the area.
Planes not in the area.
And I'm not buying the bird thing.
So birds out, planes out. Good. We have a new story could uncover what was going on.
How strong is the roaring wind at this park in Denver? Strong enough to lift those porta potties and send them flying into the air.
What about that? Flying porta potties.
I have seen the video of the flying porta potties.
That's moving.
It looked like the house in Wizard of Oz.
That's what I'm saying.
What do you think of that?
It's a new theory, maybe. Flying porta potties.
They didn't fly that far. I mean, they got up in the air like 60, 70 feet, but then they came back down.
I am always
afraid. She'd have to drive under the flying porta potty at that exact moment.
Maybe, but it's in the sky, so it's something to think about. I am always afraid when I go into a porta potty. That some smart aleck is going to go and push it over and land on the door, and then you're stuck in there. I'm always afraid. I have like an irrational fear.
Because
you see the guys, remember on like CKY and Jackass, they would do the different things in the porta potties. They would do like, they would launch them up in the air. But then part of it as like a practical joke is they would push it over. So every time I go in there, I'm always looking around.
And
I'm like, is somebody going to push it? Because then you can't get out. You're in there. You have to twist, because the door, you push it down on top of the door. So then you would have to roll it a couple of times.
And
then what do you do? You're going side to side.
Forget about it. With all the stuff
sloshing around with you in there, claustrophobic as it is.
Yeah, that's a bad scene.
Wow. See, I thought when you
I'm always terrified of porta potties.
I thought you meant when they pushed it over, they pushed it over so you could get out.
No. They would go very much the other way.
And then it's like a coffin
at that point.
No.
Strong enough to lift those porta potties and send them flying into the air. Here's the worst part. One of them sprays something all over the place.
Are you sure this is not a theory? Having trouble guessing what it is?
Sprays something.
He's trying to class it up. Could be a number one.
Thank you, Jason.
Those porta potties weigh up to 300 pounds. The freak wind also plays havoc in the tent. Parents covered their kids with their bodies to protect them.
Did you have to report in the wind?
He wasn't even there.
You're not there.
He's in a studio sound booth somewhere trying to crank the sound effects.
Can the audio. Parents protected their kids from what, the falling feces?
I think so, yeah. They put, you know, umbrellas or things like that.
From flying debris.
We got it. Yeah. All right, we have a bonus here. We usually do one story. We have a bonus story here. This happened not too long ago as well. We thought it'd be very fitting.
A young woman found herself in the wrong place at a Central Minnesota Music Festival.
Where do you think she found herself?
In a porta potty.
Okay, maybe. Mark, do you have a guess?
Music
festival.
Probably inside a circle of everybody doing meth.
Oh, perhaps.
Okay.
Perhaps.
A
meth circle. Yes. Mark's going meth circle. Dale's going with a porta potty.
We went to meth circle. Good guess.
Dale, people do drugs at concerts, especially at music festivals.
In a circle, apparently.
Place at a Central Minnesota Music Festival. Check this out. We're not sure why or how she got here, but this woman's head got stuck in the exhaust pipe.
Now stop it.
The exhaust pipe. Yes, it did. There's photos of it.
That's not real.
We can tweet that out, or Andy had that, right?
Okay.
You tweeted it out even
there
the other day.
There is no way a human head fits into an exhaust pipe.
She has a smaller head, but I got right in there. She was in there, sure.
This happened at the Winstock Music Festival in Winstead, and the Cloud County Sheriff's Office says that they cited her for underage drinking.
That was part of it, too. Yeah. It's a lesson. What? Don't drink if you're not 21.
I see it.
Yeah,
oh,
see?
Wow.
Well, she's in there.
Yeah.
She is totally not in there.
Yeah, she's in there.
Yeah. Fire department was called in, and they had to use a power saw to help her get out.
Oh, she's in there, Dale.
Yeah, power saw. They had a power saw, that thing.
Shocking. Alcohol may have been involved, huh?
Yeah, they just said underage
circle.
Well, or meth circle.
That's almost as good as Eddie Murphy's banana in the
tailpipe. Banana tailpipe. We're really aging ourselves now.
They like to have fun. They like to have a lot of fun.
Appeal to the young demo there.
Yeah, that's what they're doing there. Yeah. They like to have a little bit of fun.
I'm sorry, but I don't believe a human head fits into a tailpipe.
It's one of those enlarged douchebag tailpipes, you know, where people can hear you coming from 10 blocks away.
Oh, yeah, Dale, right here. See it?
This happened at the Woodstock Music Festival in Winstead in the Cloud County Sheriff's Office says that they cited her for underage drinking.
That's a shame.
It's
it's all real.
Got her head out of the tailpipe and immediately joined the meth circle.
That's right. Get in there.
It would have made more sense if she went to the meth circle and then put her head in the tailpipe.
Maybe somebody said there's meth in that tailpipe, sweetie.
This happened at the Woodstock Music.
Yeah, we know where it happened.
Mark, good to see you again. Thanks for coming in. You promised us Mutt's in the building.
Mutt is here? Supposed to be here?
I personally haven't seen him, but I heard he's here. Rumor has it.
All right, rumor has it. Coming up next.
Should be good.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Alan said she'd like her vehicle to be detailed as it still smells like feces.
Oh, my God. And I started crying. I'm like, I'm covered in poo. And
are these all the women that Mark James stalked?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.